This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 29th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather today across Israel is warm and sunny, perfect for outdoor activities. In Tel Aviv, it's a bright day with clear skies. Jerusalem is experiencing mild temperatures and gentle breezes. In Haifa, the sun is shining brightly, making for a pleasant day by the coast. Here are today's headlines. First, a Hezbollah drone has reportedly hit an IDF bulldozer, violating the Lebanon truce. This incident comes just days ahead of scheduled talks in Rome. The IDF is considering a response to this attack, which occurred in the buffer zone. They have called it a blatant violation of the truce. According to the Times of Israel, the implications for regional talks could be significant, as tensions remain high. Turning to another related incident, earlier today, an explosive drone targeted an IDF vehicle in southern Lebanon. The IDF reported no injuries, describing the event as a blatant violation of the ceasefire agreement. JNS highlights that this attack follows a series of similar provocations, raising concerns about the stability of the ceasefire. Meanwhile, an IDF engineering vehicle was reportedly damaged during a patrol near the Ali Teher Ridge. Ynet states there were no casualties. This comes as IDF troops also destroyed a 55-meter tunnel in a separate operation. The continued confrontations underscore the fragile nature of current peace efforts in the region. On the international front, the United States and Saudi Arabia have launched strikes on Iranian proxies in Iraq. This action follows Iran's missile attack on U.S. forces in Jordan. I-24 News reports that these developments mark a significant escalation as tensions with Iran have resurged after a pause announced by former President Trump. The regional power dynamics could shift as a result of these military actions. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ariel Oseran, a journalist focusing on regional affairs, noted that five Iranian IRGC operatives died in the U.S.-Saudi airstrikes in Iraq. This was reported by Iranian media just minutes ago. From Middle East 24, updates reveal that Syrian security forces arrested seven ISIS members, seizing weapons and explosives intended for attacks on government facilities. This post was made just minutes ago. Meanwhile, open-source intel reports conflicting accounts from Iraq. The Iranian consul in Karbala denied any Iranian casualties in the Saudi American strikes. While pro-Iranian militia sources claim four Revolutionary Guards were killed, these insights surfaced online just minutes ago. Turning to business and markets. First, Boeing faces challenges with the new Air Force One project, with losses exceeding $3 billion. While a business reports that there is an Israeli connection to these issues, as local entities are involved in the supply chain, Boeing's troubles highlight the complexities in defense contracting and international partnerships. Separately, Israel Hayom Business suggests the construction industry should adopt high-tech thinking. Ariel Pokotinsky, who transitioned from tech to construction, points out how the industry lags behind. This call for innovation could reshape how construction projects are managed in Israel. And finally, CTech reports on a significant pay increase proposal for Dorel CEO Yoni Hantis. Following a six-fold jump in market value, the renewable energy company seeks shareholder approval for a compensation package worth up to NIS 7.4 million annually. This reflects the booming renewable sector and its lucrative opportunities. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.